Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2 Database Problems, Tips, and Hints. Today's presenters are Amit Kumar Vijay and Srilatha Sankaranayan. Amit has been with the WebSphere Partner Gateway database team for over 3 years. He was in the database development team before joining the WebSphere Partner Gateway L3 support team. His expertise is in Oracle and DB2. Srilatha is currently with the WebSphere Partner Gateway quality team. Prior to this, she was with the WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 3 support team. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Amit and Srilatha.
Thanks, Yusuf. Good day, everybody. I'm Amit from WPG support team. In this session, we will discuss some of the database-related problems in WebSphere Partner Gateway, and we'll share some tips and hints. Moving to slide 2. The presentation agenda will cover what you need to know about WPG version 6.2 database. There are 4 parts to the presentation. First, we will touch upon the basic information which you will require while installing WPG version 6.2 DB loader. Second, we will look at some of the basic problems which customers face while installing the Fux pack. Next, we will go through some of the important database related APARs. And finally, we will share a few tips which will help you. This is the first time that we have a technical exchange for WPG database, and your feedback will help us improve and will help us know if you will be interested in seeing more this type of technical exchange. Moving to slide 3. Let's look at what you should know before installing DB loader for WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2. Moving to slide 4. WebSphere Partner Gateway, in short WPG, supports 2 type of databases, DB2 and Oracle. Let's go through DB loader installer for each of these database types. Firstly, for DB2. While installing DB loader on DB2, make sure DB2 level matches the minimum supported database level as well as WPG versions and Fux packs has a minimum supported level. The information for the same can be got from the WebSphere Partner Gateway support site. Ensure that one has the administrator privileges before installing DB loader. Post installation, check the installation logs in temp directories and search for the keyword command was. This will provide reasons for the failure of installation, if any. This information can be used to self-debug the problem. If the problem persists, then please contact IBM support with the appropriate installation logs. Moving to slide 5. For DB loader installation on Oracle, make sure that Oracle server version matches the minimum supported database version. Before installation, collect the sys user credentials. For security reason, it is recommended to use 2 different users, one as a schema user and other as WPG DB user. Once WPG database installation is finished, check the logs for errors, if any. Connect to application database and run the SQL shown here. Select count star from user_objects, where status equal to in caps invalid. To check the status of installation, if this query returns 0, then this indicates a successful installation of DB loader. Moving to slide 6. In this section, we will look at some general information for all WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2 six-pack installation. Moving to slide 7. WPG 6.2 fixes can only be installed using UPDI. UPDI is a pre-request site for upgrading partner gateway. This fix pack can be downloaded from IBM support site by following the instruction provided in this slide. For a fix pack installation, you would need to download the appropriate pack file, UPDI for WPG and the README. Moving to slide 8. Some of the common issues while installing fix packs are due to wrong data entered in the response file, which is required by UPDI for installing the fix pack. Here, we will take a look at the response file while installing on DB2. Use the response file relevant to your locale. DB type indicates the type of database you want to update installer to run on. In this case, it would be DB2. Apps DB part is the DB2 port which installer used to connect to the database. The default is 50,000. Apps DB name is the application database name, default being DCG apps. Apps owner name is the DB2 instance owner specified in uppercase. Apps DB schema name is the schema name of application DB. Apps owner password is DB2 instance owner password. Mass DB name is the mass database name, default is BCG mass. This is property is used only in case of distributed mode. Default DB2 instance owner on Windows is DB2 admin, and on Unix flavors it is DB2-NHT1. With the same information for mass DB also, if WPG is installed on distributed mode. Moving to slide 9. For Oracle, the response file entries will be DB type equal to Oracle in caps. Apps DB name is the Oracle SID for application database. Apps DB port is Oracle port number, the default is 1521. Apps owner name is the application database user, the default is BCGDB. Apps DB schema name is the application database schema owner name, default is BCG apps. Apps owner password is application database schema owner password. Mass DB name is Oracle SID for BCG mass database. Mass owner name is mass database schema owner name, default is BCG mass. Mass schema name is mass database schema owner name, default is BCG mass. Mass owner password is mass database schema owner password. Mass database related entries need to be provided only in the case of distributed setup, not in simple mode. Moving to slide 10. Before applying the fix pack, it is recommended to take full database backup as it will be needed in case of fix pack installation failure. Also, before fix pack application for distributed topologies, all the application servers need to be stopped. Server should be running in case of simple mode. The recovery step post installation failure for database is restore the DB image that was taken before installation of the fixed pack. Moving to slide 11. Let's look at some of the selected list of database related APAs from WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2 fixed packs. Moving to slide 12. We plan to cover some of the important database related APAs that were fixed in fixed pack 1, 2, and 3 for WPG 6.2. Fixed packs are cumulative, and fixed pack 3, which is the latest fixed pack for WPG version 6.2, will have all the APAR fixes discussed in fixed pack 1 and 2 also. The intent of discussing this APAR is so that customer can decide what fixes they would want to have and hence choose to move to a fixed pack. However, it is recommended that customer be on latest fixed pack for a given version of partner gateway. Let us look at each of these APAs in some details. Moving to slide 13. Let us start with APAs fixed in fixed pack 1 and which are application database related. Moving to slide 14. We have structured each APAR discussion to have 5 parts. 1. Symptoms. 2. Database. 3. Cause and steps for recreation. 4. For whom this fix is required. And 5. And the last one, the description of the fix. We will start with APAR JR 32001. Symptom for this APAR was failure in importing or updating maps greater than 1 MB in size. The problem was specific to database type DB2. To create this, try to import a map which is greater than 1 MB, WPG fails to do so. This fix is required for all customers who use maps for such huge sites. The size of the column that stores the map had a cap of 1 MB, which was resulting in a failure while importing maps greater than 1 MB. This limit has been increased now, so you can import maps which are greater than 1 MB of size. Moving to slide 15. JR32371 DB2 High Availability Disaster Recovery feature could not be used for WPG certificates. As you guys will be knowing about this, this is required for your disaster recovery. If one of your DB2 servers is down, you can shift to other one and you can work on WPG. The cause of this was that WebSphere Partner Gateway certificate private key cannot be mirrored to secondary DB2 server due to large size of the log data type columns. This fix is useful for all the customers who use DB2 HADR feature. To this issue, the size of the log data type column is reduced to 1 GB from 1 GB to 1 MB. To enable DB2 HADR utility. Moving to slide 16. JR32610. Performance degradation was observed when viewing documents in AS Viewer. When the number of documents to be viewed were very high, this problem was noticed when database was DB2. This fix is required for all the customers who transact heavily with AS documents. To fix this issue, there have been performance-related changes made to the associated procedures and new indexes has been created. Moving to slide 17. JR35005. It was observed that WPG did not allow the creation of users carrying the same name as that of users that were created for partners that are currently deleted in the system. This problem was observed in both DB2 and Oracle database. To create this problem using WebSphere Partner Gateway Console, create a user under a partner and then delete the path. Now, try to create the same user with the same name as that of deleted partner's username. WebSphere Partner Gateway throws an error message which says a user with given name already exists. This means you can't create a user with deleted partner's username. This is fixed now. When a partner is deleted, the user information related to the deleted partner is deleted from the system. This was not done earlier. Moving to slide 18. JR32011. The problem symptom for this APAR was that in WebSphere Partner Gateway console, the results returned for where used on destinations. Always display all the connection instead of providing the specific participant connections on which the destination was configured. This problem existed in both DB2 and Oracle. This fix is applicable for all the customers of WPG. The problem in related database procedures that returns the results for where used on a specific destination is fixed with this APAR. Moving to slide 19. In the next three slides, we will discuss some of the EDI performance related APARs that require fixes to application database. There are a substantial drop observed in EDI performance on DB2 database, and to improve the performance, fixes has been made through the APARs JR33012, JR33019, JR33022, JR33024, JR33026, at start with first JR, JR33012. It was seen that the enveloper used to pick up only one completed batch in a single run. With this fix, the enveloper is modified to pick all available and completed batches in single run. This is an important fix that increases the response time on EDI transactions. Moving to slide 20. JR33019. Under moderate load, it was seen that the enveloper stopped the generation of envelopes. The application database was fixed to create new indexes and fix some of the existing procedures to address this issue. Another one, JR33022. Again, in the same area of enveloper, it was seen that the enveloper throughput was very slow and that is processed only 2 documents per second. With this fix, the enveloper throughput is substantially increased to provide around 13 documents per second when tested with similar hardware configuration. This also needed new indexes to be added to the application database in addition to fixing some of the related procedures. Moving to slide 21. JR 33024. On AIX, it was seen that the throughput steadily dropped in a 30-minute run from nearly 30 documents per second to less than 15 documents per second for a given hardware configuration. With fixes made to some of the related database procedures, an improvement in the throughput on AIX was brought about. JR 33026. In an outbound scenario, the functional acknowledgement process consumed more than the normal processing power of DB2 CPU, almost 90%. With this fix, the FA process will consume normal DB2 processing 20 to 30%. This fix also requires new indexes to be created and fixes to some of the related procedures. Moving to slide 22. This completes our discussion on FixPack 1 APAS. We will now look at some of the database related APAS fixes included in FixPack 2 and 3. I will now hand over to presentation to my co-presenter, Shilata, to take us to the remaining session. Thank you.
Thank you, Amit. Before we move on to discuss database-related APAS on FixPack 2, we would like to emphasize here that the FixPacks are cumulative. FixPack 2 will contain all the fixes from FixPack 1 and additional fixes as discussed under FixPack 2. Moving to slide 23. JR 33382. When the application database type was DB2, it was seen that routing of multiple documents which had parent-child associations produced redundant parent record entries when seen using the document viewer, which means that if two child documents were routed for one parent document, the document viewer would have four documents instead of expected three documents. As the parent document would have repeated itself for every child document that it routes. This fix is important for customers who use WPG to transact documents with parent-child association. This required a correction to the associated database procedure to fetch and display the right number of records without redundantly displaying the parent record. Moving to slide 24. JR 35161. Using the WPG console, when we select to view the functional acknowledgement overdue reports between multiple from and to partners, it was seen that if the selected list of from and to partners exceeded 20, then the search of overdue reports for them resulted in SQL exception. This problem was seen when the application database type was DB2. The fix for this required a change to the associated database procedure. With this fix, FA overdue and FA rejected reports can now be searched between multiple from and to partners. This fix is useful for customers who transact EDI and who use DB2 as their application database. Moving to slide 25. JR 35181. While monitoring EBMS transactions from WPG console, it was seen that the EBMS process retries were not shown under a conversation ID to which they belong in the EBMS viewer. This problem was seen when the application database was either DB2 or Oracle. To recreate this issue, route a EBMS document which requests for an acknowledgement. When the acknowledgement is not received, the retries kick in. These retries can be seen in the document viewer. But when we go to the EBMS viewer and click on the current conversation ID, we see that only the request document is displayed under the conversation and that the retries are not shown in the EBMS viewer under the conversation. This required fixes to related database procedures. This fix is required by all customers who transact EBMS with WPG. Moving to slide 26. JR34161. During routing of large volumes of Rosetinet documents, deadlock errors such as SQL0911 were seen in the application server logs. This problem was happening if the application database was DB2. SQL0911 indicated a log timeout issue due to a redundant portion in the related SQL procedure. This has been removed to fix this issue. Moving to slide 27. JR35186. When the application database was DB2 and when documents processed by WPG was EBMS, it was seen that the application server logs would log a lot of duplicate key exceptions. These exceptions would be logged when there were retries attempted on EBMS request documents. This needed some fixes to DB procedures. This fix is useful for all customers who use WPG to transact EBMS documents. Moving to slide 28. JR33827. This APAR is a performance-related APAR. When WPG had to process a lot of EBMS documents, it was seen that the response time to complete the conversations increased as the load increased. This problem was seen both with application database type of DB2 and Oracle. This scenario can be recreated by operating WPG under load by routing volumes of EBMS documents. Performance fixes were made by altering existing table structures, creating new indexes, and refining some of the related stored procedures. This fix is important for all customers who use WPG to transact EBMS. Moving to slide 29. We will now discuss some of the FixPack3 APARs. FixPack3 will have fixes discussed under FixPack1 and FixPack2. FixPack3 is the latest available FixPack for WPG version 6.2. Moving to slide 30. JR35971. When the application database was Oracle, at times, it was noticed when routing custom XML documents that the application server logs logged SQL exceptions ORA 00001 unique constraint violated. This issue can be recreated by routing volumes of custom XML documents. With this APAR fix, the possibility of occurrence of this problem is reduced. This fix is useful for all customers who have Oracle as their application database and who transact custom XML documents. Moving to slide 31. JR35243. With both application database types of DB2 and Oracle, a degrade in summary engine performance was observed. The data capture logic in summary engine related tables was changed to fix the performance issue in summary engines. This fix is required for all WPG customers. Moving to slide 32. JR34912. Six-pack installations of WPG using DB2 version 8.2, six-pack 9, failed with SQL code 104. This problem is specific to DB2 version 8.2, six-pack 9. To resolve this issue and to help customers who use WPG with this specific version of DB2, new database scripts were provided with specific instructions to customers who would want to upgrade WPG on DB2 version 8.2, six-pack 9. This fix is useful for customers who use this specific version of DB2. Moving to slide 33. JR35574. For customers who have applied WPG 6.2 six-pack 2, they would see an issue while routing AS documents. The AS documents failed as the CASET attribute was set to N/A by default. This problem is applicable to both the database types of DB2 and Oracle. To recreate this issue, route an AS document on WPG version 6.2 six-pack 2. The AS document routed would fail as the CASET is set to N/A. This problem is fixed by defaulting the CASET value to null instead of N/A. Moving to slide 34. This ends our discussion on all the APAs related to application database, which were chosen from those included in 6-pack 1, 2, and 3 for WPG version 6.2. We will now look at some of the tips that can help us troubleshoot or optimize the working of application database. Moving to slide 35. It is highly recommended that we use supported versions of DB2 or Oracle with WPG. The information on the supported versions and the minimum required levels for DB2 and Oracle can be obtained from the support site for Partner Gateway. Using the supported versions of database can prevent us from getting into some of the issues during install or runtime related to application database. It is always recommended to run the database utilities that update the database statistics at an informed frequency. This frequency can be determined by the load transacted using WPG. Updating statistics can result in improved database performance. As a general rule, statistics can be updated after every 10% of data in the tables have been changed. This can be enabled by setting a rule to automatically update the statistics. The other preferred option would be for a DB administrator to perform this manually after inspecting the database. Reorg and RunStats are some of the DB2 utilities that are used for updating statistics. In Oracle, procedures such as dbms_stats.gather_schema_stats can be used to collect the statistics. Moving to slide 36. WPG application database has two kinds of data persisted. One is the configuration data and the other is the runtime data. Configuration data, as the name indicates, is the data related to WPG configuration information. Partners, users, certificates, etc. created in WPG are all configuration data. There are housekeeping scripts provided at the URL indicated in this slide. Running these scripts helps us removing unwanted configuration data, such as expired certificates, logically deleted partners, etc., from this database. More information on these scripts are provided in the URL provided here. Moving to slide 37. Runtime data is the data that is generated during document processing. For example, data seen from document viewer, event viewer, process viewer, etc. Purging or archiving of this runtime data from the application database on a pre-decided interval, depending on the business needs, is recommended so that the performance of the application database is not impaired by large volumes of inactive data. Archiver in WPG provides one with an option of archiving all data prior to the retention period specified. Moving to slide 38. We will now summarize today's session on slide 39. In summary, in today's session, we have discussed some of the important aspects during DBloader installation for a fixed pack using UPDI. We also discussed some of the important application database related FRs that were fixed in WPG 6.2 fixed packs 1, 2, and 3. Fixed packs are cumulative, and if customer decides to move to any of the available fixed packs for 6.2, it is recommended that they upgrade to the latest available fixed pack for 6.2, which is fixed pack 3. Also, in this session, we have shared few tips that could help in maintaining the health of the application database. This concludes our agenda for this session. Moving to slide 14. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you attended today. And access the previously recorded presentations. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. I will now hand over the presentation to our moderator, Joseph Lam. Thank you.
Thank you, Amit and Srilatha, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Pat, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We do have a question from IT Boudreaux. Your line is open.
Hi. Amit and Srilatha, first I'd like you to know this is a very good presentation. I enjoyed it. I have two questions. The first one is from slide number 14. You mentioned that they make a change from the default of one make to a bigger number. Do you happen to have that information available? What is the current number, the size?
It is changed from 1 MB to 2 MB for now. Earlier, it was 1 MB maps you can upload, and now it is changed to 2 MB.
Okay, so it got changed to 2?
Yes.
Okay, so the code kind of doubled the size allowed.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Second question is from slide number 15. That is for
okay.
32371. I don't have the slide right in front of me, but I recall you mentioned that.
Yeah, the data was related to JR.
Yeah, the data was reduced from 1 gig to 1 meg. It seemed kind of drastic to be able to change that much. So how did the code do that? Like, is anything compromised or sacrificed for to shrink to such a small size?
No, actually, it will not compromise anything. Earlier, we was using its 1 GB. But most of the customers using HADAR feature of DB2, which was not supported with this much of huge size. So, as none of the customers is using more than 1 MB of data, so we have reduced this one from 1 GB to 1 MB after considering all the customers' data. And it is working perfectly fine with everybody.
I would like to just add here, Aichi, so what we are talking about is the private key certificate, the column that was used to store the private key certificate. So certificates normally would not exceed the size of 1 MB in all practical scenarios. So 1 GB size was the overkill for it. So reducing it from 1 GB to 1 MB should functionally not cause any issues.
Okay, great. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Aichi.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And at this time, I'm showing nothing further.
Thank you, Pat. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.